Welcome to Sleep with Rockstars, the Gen X Sleep Podcast. And tonight's special holiday bonus episode featuring the movie and soundtrack from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Hey y'all, welcome to Sleep with Rockstars, the Gen X Sleep Podcast that helps you unwind with a calm, mellow reading from Wikipedia about the music we still love. I'm your host, Sloane Spencer, here to help you let the day go and drift off. Before we start, take a second to like, rate, and review the show. And make sure you subscribe wherever you listen. It's quick, it helps a lot, and it keeps the good vibes coming. Now, get comfortable. Take a slow breath in and out. Let your thoughts settle. No need to fix anything, check anything, or scroll anything. Don't even say anything. Just listen. Let the sound, the story, and the music of our generation ease you toward rest. This is Sleep with Rockstars. You deserve a good night's sleep, or whatever. Fast Times at Ridgemont High is a 1982 American coming-of-age comedy film directed by Amy Heckerling in her feature directorial debut. Its screenplay was written by Cameron Crowe, based on his 1981 book, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, A True Story, and it starred Sean Penn, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Judge Reinhold, Phoebe Cates, Brian Baker, Robert Romanus, and Ray Walston. Crowe went undercover as a student at Claremont High School in San Diego and wrote about his experiences. The film chronicles a school year in the lives of underclassmen Stacy Hamilton and Mark Ratner, and their older friends Linda Barrett and Mike Damone, both of whom believe themselves wiser in the ways of romance than their younger counterparts. The ensemble cast of characters form two subplots with Jeff Spicoli, a perpetually stoned surfer facing off against history teacher Mr. Hand, and Stacy's older brother Brad, a popular senior who works in entry-level jobs to pay for his car and ponders ending his two-year relationship with his girlfriend Lisa. In addition to Penn, Reinhold, Cates, and Lee, the film marks early appearances by several actors who later became stars, including Nicolas Cage, Eric Stoltz, Forrest Whitaker, and Anthony Edwards, the first two in their feature film debuts. In 2005, the film was selected for preservation in the United States National Film Registry by the Library of Congress as being culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. Plot. In the San Fernando Valley, popular Ridgemont High student Brad Hamilton has got a job at All American Burger. His Buick is almost paid off, and he plans to break up with his girlfriend Lisa to fully enjoy his senior year. Brad's sister Stacy is a 15-year-old freshman working at Perry's Pizza at Ridgemont Mall, alongside her friend Linda Barrett, a senior. Stacy envies Linda's supposed sexual experience, so Linda, who claims to be engaged to college student Doug, gives her pointers. Smooth talker Mike Damone fancies himself a worldly ladies' man, earns money taking sports bets and scalping concert tickets. Mark Ratner, Damone's best friend, is an usher at the movie theater across from Perry's Pizza. Stoner Jeff Spicoli is a slacker who lives only for surfing and getting high. On the first day of class, he clashes with history teacher Mr. Hand by arriving late for class. Mr. Hand attempts to get Spicoli to take his studies more seriously. At Perry's Pizza, 26-year-old stereo salesman Ron Johnson asks Stacy for a date. She lies about her age, so Stacy winds up losing her virginity to him in the baseball field dugout on their date. Ron sends her flowers the next day, but soon disappears. When Rat meets Stacy in biology class taught by Mr. Vargas, he is smitten and takes her on a date to a German restaurant. Stacy invites Rat in after the date, but he nervously makes up an excuse and leaves before they get beyond kissing. She takes his shyness as a lack of interest. Linda suggests that she forget him. Brad is fired after clashing with a businessman customer. Seeking Lisa's support during a pep rally, she instead breaks up with him, just as he had planned to do to her. He gets a new job at Captain Hook Fish and Chips. Spicoli accidentally wrecks the Camaro of Ridgemont star football player Charles Jefferson while driving Jefferson's younger brother to a party. Spicoli makes it seem like Lincoln High School fans destroyed Jefferson's beloved car, inspiring Jefferson to make numerous brutal tackles in the game against Lincoln, blowing them out 42-0. Rhett and Damone join Stacy and Linda after school in the Hamilton's pool, as Brad masturbates while imagining Linda undressing, only to get caught by a disgusted Linda. Stacy rebounds from Rhett with Damone by inviting him over to go swimming, just the two of them. The two have sex in the Hamilton's pool house, and Damone ejaculates prematurely and immediately leaves. Embarrassed, he avoids her at school, though Stacy has no idea why. Brad quits his new job due to people constantly mocking his pirate uniform. When Stacy later informs Damone he has gotten her pregnant, she asks him to help finance the abortion and take her to the clinic. Unable to come up with his half, he blows her off. Stacy asks Brad to drive her, supposedly to go bowling with friends, but he watches her enter the abortion clinic. Afterwards, Brad reveals that he knows the truth. He promises not to tell their parents, but she does not divulge who impregnated her. Stacy instead tells Linda, who in revenge spray paints prick on Damone's car and school locker. After hearing about it, Rat angrily confronts Damone about his involvement with Stacy, and they nearly get into a fistfight in the gym locker room. On the evening of the last dance of the year, Mr. Hand forces Spicoli to endure a lengthy history lecture to make up for the hours of class time he had wasted, until he is satisfied Spicoli has learned his lesson. Rat and Damone make peace. Stacy comforts Linda when she receives a breakup letter from her supposed fiancé, Doug. Realizing that what she wants is a relationship, Stacy professes feelings for Rat. At Brad's new job at Mighty Mart, he foils an armed robbery with help from Spicoli, who inadvertently distracts the robber. A postscript revealed that Brad was promoted to manager of Mighty Mart. Damone got busted for scalping Ozzy Osbourne tickets and is now working at a 7-Eleven. Mr. Vargas switched back to coffee. Linda attends college in Riverside and started living with her abnormal psychology professor. Rhett and Stacy have a passionate love affair, but have not yet gone all the way. Mr. Hand is convinced that everyone is on dope. Spicoli saves Brooke Shields from drowning and blows the reward money hiring Van Halen to play his birthday party. Cast: Sean Penn as Jeff Spicoli, a stoner teenager who fancies himself an expert surfer. Jennifer Jason Lee as Stacy Hamilton, a 15-year-old underclassman and Brad's younger sister who works at Perry's Pizza. Judge Reinhold as Brad Hamilton, Stacy's older brother who works entry-level jobs. Robert Romanus as Mike Damone, a smooth-talking teenager who takes bets and scalps concert tickets. Brian Backer as Mark Rhett Ratner, Damone's best friend who works as an usher at the movie theater at Ridgemont Mall. Phoebe Gates as Linda Barrett, Stacy's 18-year-old best friend and her co-worker at Perry's Pizza. Ray Walston as Mr. Hand, a history teacher at Ridgemont High. Scott Thompson as Arnold, a friend of Brad's. Vincent Chiavelli as Mr. Marcus, a science teacher at Ridgemont High, who switched from drinking coffee to drinking Sanka at the start of the film. Amanda Weiss as Lisa, Brad's girlfriend. D.W. Brown as Ron Johnson, a stereo salesman. Forrest Whitaker as Charles Jefferson, a star football player at Ridgemont High. Kelly Maroney as Cindy Carr. Tom Nolan as Dennis Taylor, the manager of All American Burger. Blair Ashley as Pat Bernardo. Eric Stoltz as one of Spicoli's stoner buds. Stanley Davis Jr. as Jefferson's younger brother. James Russo as a man who tries to rob Mighty Mart. James Brashad as Greg Adams. Nicolas Cage as Brad's bud, a friend of Brad and co-worker at All American Burger, credited as Nicholas Coppola. Reginald H. Farmer as the vice principal of Ridgemont High. Other minor appearances include Anthony Edwards as one of Spicoli's stoner buds, Pamela Springsteen as Dina Phillips, Stuart Cornfield as the Pirate King, the proprietor of Captain Hook's Fish and Chips, Michael Weil as Brad's bud, Sonny Carl Davis as an obnoxious businessman who argues with Brad about his order, leading to Brad getting fired. David E. Price as Desmond. Patrick Brennan as Curtis Spicoli, Jeff's younger brother. Stu Nahan as himself. Dwayne Tucker as Dr. Brandt. Martin Brest as Dr. Miller. Taylor Negrin as the pizza delivery man from the Pizza Guy restaurant. Nancy Wilson as beautiful girl in car. She laughs at Brad's pirate costume. Ellen Fenwick as Brad and Stacy's mother. Lana Clarkson as Mrs. Marcus, wife of the science teacher. Roy Homer Wallace as a mall Santa Claus. Jason Bernard as the gym teacher, uncredited. Hallie Todd as Carrie Fraser, uncredited, a friend of Linda. Production, writing, and development. The film is adapted from a book Cameron Crowe wrote after spending a year at Claremont High School in San Diego, California. He went undercover to do research for his 1981 book, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, A True Story, about his observations of the high school and the students that he befriended there, including then-student Andy Rathbone, on whom the character Mark Rhett Ratner was modeled. Universal executives recommended David Lynch as a director, and Crowe met with Lynch. Though Lynch liked the idea, he passed on directing. Producer Art Linson showed Crowe's script to Amy Heckerling, who at that point had directed only student films. Heckerling then met with Crowe, and the two began brainstorming different ideas for the film. Heckerling thought the book had just such an amazing wealth of material that could be incorporated more into the script. She liked how much of the book's action is centered around a mall and suggested featuring the mall setting even more prominently in the film. Said Crow, Amy completely got it and we were up and running. Casting. Nicolas Cage made his feature film debut portraying an unnamed co-worker of Brad's at All American Burger, credited as Nicolas Coppola. Cage originally auditioned for the role of Brad Hamilton, but he was not cast due to his age. It was also the film debut for Eric Stoltz and provided early roles for Anthony Edwards and Forrest Whitaker. Crow's future wife, Nancy Wilson of Heart, has a cameo as beautiful girl in the car who laughs at Brad in his Captain Hook uniform during a traffic light stop. Tom Hanks was considered for the role of Brad Hamilton. Justine Bateman was offered the role of Linda Barrett, but she turned it down to star in Family Ties. Matthew Broderick was offered the role of Jeff Spicoli, but he turned it down. Jodie Foster was considered for the role of Stacey Hamilton. Ally Sheedy, Meg Tilly, and Ralph Macchio also auditioned for roles, but were not cast. Fred Gwynn was offered the role of Mr. Hand, but turned it down as he felt that the script had too much nasty stuff. In a scene in Spicoli's dream, where he was originally going to be on The Tonight Show, Johnny Carson passed on a cameo appearance, as did Tom Snyder. Jennifer Jason Leigh stated that she prepared for the role of Stacy by rereading her own high school diaries and letters, as well as taking a job at the Sherman Oaks Galleria, Perry's Pizza Restaurant, for 3 weeks. Filming. Mall scenes were filmed at the Sherman Oaks Galleria after hours. Principal photography began on November 2, 1981, and lasted for a total of 8 weeks. Scenes at Richmond High School were filmed at Van Nuys High School. Universal test screened an early cut of the film in Orange County, California. Heckerling said feedback from audiences and the studio was worrying because people were like, "We teenagers are not like that. You think all we care about is sex and drugs and blah, blah, blah." And we were worried that we would have to cut out a lot of stuff. However, producer Art Linson, who maintained the conservative audiences in Orange County were not the film's target audience, ensured that no major cuts or edits were made. Soundtrack. The soundtrack album, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Music from the Motion Picture, was released by Elektra Records on July 30, 1982. It peaked at number 54 on the U.S. Billboard 200 album chart. The soundtrack features the work of many quintessential 1980s rock artists. Several of the movie's songs were released as singles, including Jackson Browne's Somebody's Baby, which reached number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart. Other singles were the title track by Sammy Hagar, a cover of The Times' So Much in Love, by Timothy B. Schmidt, which reached number 59 on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart, Raised on the Radio by The Ravens, and Waffle Snob by Joe Walsh. In addition to Schmidt and Walsh, the album features solo tracks by other members of the Eagles, Don Henley and Don Felder. The soundtrack also included I Don't Know, Spicoli's Theme by Jimmy Buffett, and Goodbye, Goodbye by Oingo Boingo, led by Danny Elfman. 5 tracks in the film, not included on the soundtrack, are Moving in Stereo by The Cars, American Girl by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, We Got the Beat by The Go-Go's, which is the movie's opening theme, Led Zeppelin's Kashmir, and Winter Wonderland by Darlene Love. In addition, The live band at the prom dance during the end of the film played two songs also not on the soundtrack. The Eagles' Life in the Fast Lane and Sam the Sham's Woolly Bully. The Donna Summer track Highway Runner was recorded in 1981 for her double album titled I'm a Rainbow. However, the album was shelved by Geffen Records, but ultimately released in 1996 by Mercury Records. Todd Rundgren also recorded the song Attitude for the film at Crow's request. It was not included in the film, but was released on Rundgren's Demos and Lost Albums in 2001. A track titled Fast Times was recorded by Hart, but was not used in the film. The track ended up on their 1982 album, Private Audition. In some countries, the album was released as a single LP with 10 tracks. Heckerling, in the DVD audio commentary, states that the 1970s artists, like the Eagles, were insisted upon inclusion in the film by one of the producers. Irving Azoff, one of the film's producers, was the personal manager for the Eagles and Stevie Nicks. Track listing: Somebody's Baby, written by Jackson Browne and Danny Korchmar, performed by Jackson Browne. Waffle Stomp, written and performed by Joe Walsh. Love Rules, written by Don Henley and Korchmar, performed by Don Henley. Uptown Boys, recorded by Louise Goffin, co-written with Jana Allen. So Much in Love, written by George Williams, Bill Jackson, Roy Strigas, performed by Timothy B. Schmidt. Side 2, Raised on the Radio, by Rob Fahey, performed by The Ravens. The Look in Your Eyes, performed and written by Gerard McMahon. Speeding, by The Go-Go's, written by Jane Woodland and Charlotte Caffey. Don't Be Lonely, performed by Quarterflash, written by their guitar player, Marv Ross. Never Surrender, written by Don Felder and Kenny Loggins, performed by Felder. Side 3, Fast Times, The Best Years of Our Lives, written and performed by Billy Squire. Fast Times at Ridgemont High, written and performed by Sammy Hagar. I Don't Know, Spicoli's Theme, written by Jimmy Buffett and Michael Etley, performed by Jimmy Buffett. Love Is the Reason, written and performed by Graham Nash. I'll Leave It Up to You, written by Rusty Young and performed by Pogo. Side 4, Highway Runner, co-written by Donna Summer and Giorgio Moroder, performed by Donna Summer. Sleeping Angel, written and performed by Stevie Nicks. She's My Baby and She's Out of Control, written and performed by Dave Palmer and Phil Yost. Goodbye, Goodbye, written by Danny Elfman, performed by Oingo Boingo. Release. The film was initially given an X rating by the MBAA due to a protracted sex scene and brief male frontal nudity during the pool house scene. The original scene was longer, as Heckerling wanted to portray what she felt was the awkwardness of teen sexuality realistically and with gender equality when it came to showing nudity, as X-rated films up to that point had mostly only shown nude women. To secure the R rating needed for commercial release, the sex was drastically shortened in editing, and Heckerling recropped the full frontal male nude scene in question. Lee expressed disappointment that the recut version eliminated the sense of awkward hesitancy between the two characters. Universal was not confident the film would be a box office success and was considering shelving the film. Crow said, what happened is somebody wrote a memo shortly before the release to Universal executives Ned Tannen and Sid Sheinberg. It said the future of the studio was in doubt if we were making movies like this high school movie. Tannen stood by releasing the film theatrically, and it was given a limited theatrical release. It was not given a big marketing push due to a lack of marquee names and concerns over its sexual content. Actor Judge Reinhold recalled, we were really heartsick because somebody high up said, this is pornography and there's no way that Universal's going to release it. We didn't see it as this horny high school movie at all. We saw it as having the opportunity to do something authentic that was based on the actual experiences of the kids that Cameron chronicled for that whole year. The film opened on August 13th, 1982, playing 498 theaters. Positive word of mouth, with audiences showing up to repeat viewings and quoting dialogue from the film, prompted the studio to expand the release. Box office. On its opening weekend, the film earned $2.5 million. The release was widened to 713 theaters, earning $3.25 million. The film ranked 29th among U.S. releases in 1982, earning $27.1 million. Six times its $4.5 million budget, and later gaining popularity through television and home video releases. Home media. Fast Times at Ridgemont High was released to DVD on December 21st, 1999. The DVD included audio commentary with Heckerling and Crow, as well as the making of documentary, Reliving Our Fast Times at Ridgemont High. It was released on Blu-ray on January 10, 2012. On May 11, 2021, a digitally restored 4K version was released on Blu-ray and DVD through the Criterion Collection. The Criterion release restores Heckerling's original cut of the film. Reception. Critical response. On the review aggregator website Rotten Tomatoes, 78% of 60 critics' reviews are positive, with an average rating of 6.7 out of 10. The website's consensus reads, while Fast Times at Ridgemont High features Sean Penn's legendary performance, the film endures because it accurately captured the small details of school, work, and teenage life. Metacritic, which uses a weighted average, assigned the film a score of 61 out of 100. Based on 21 critics, indicating generally favorable reviews. Audiences polled by CinemaScore gave the film an average grade of B+, on an A+ to F scale. On its initial release, multiple critics dismissed the film as just the latest in a wave of teensploitation films, such as Porky's and The Last American Virgin. Roger Ebert was highly critical of the film's vulgar humor and called it a scuzz bit of a movie, though he praised the performances of Lee, Penn, Cates, and Reinhold. He lamented that Lee's character is put through humiliating situations that he found degrading to young women. In later years, Ebert reevaluated his opinion of the film and became a big supporter of Cameron Crowe's directorial career. Richard Corliss of Time compared the film negatively to another teen coming-of-age movie, American Graffiti. Janet Maslin of The New York Times wrote that it was a jumbled but appealing teenage comedy with something of a fresh perspective on the subject. In contrast, LA Weekly praised the film, particularly its screenplay, direction, and the performances of Lee and Ben. The review read, while neither as slapstick as Animal House, nor as apocalyptic and biting as Over the Edge, Fast Times at Ridgemont High is both serious and funny enough to hold its own in their company. The review added the film presents a portrait of modern school life that speaks lightly but truly to the fears and trials of post-Watergate teens. Speaking on earlier negative reactions to the film due to the sexual content, Heckerling said, "The whole theme of even the title is things are going too fast for young people. They shouldn't have to worry so much about sex at such an early age." As time went on, however, the film was increasingly seen as a classic. In an essay written for the Criterion Collection edition in 2021, critic Dana Stevens wrote, "Fast Times is the polar opposite of exploitation. Deep in its horny heart, this is the story of one 15-year-old girl's clumsy and sometimes painful introduction to the world of sex, related without judgment or preconception or the least hint of sentimentalization." Heckerling's film is a raunchy crowd-pleaser, replete with stoner humor, a masturbation gag, and a blowjob tutorial that makes use of school cafeteria carrots. But it is also attuned to the emotional lives of teenagers, girls, and boys in ways that place it far ahead of its time. In Collider, Grace Neve noted that in teen comedy films like Porky's, the women are typically objectified and are chased by the male characters. However, in Fast Times, Stacy and Linda are fully formed characters that also pursue the guys. Neves added that unlike most teen comedies of its time, which tended to encourage misogyny as a comical gag, Stacy's enthusiasm about sex is never shamed or used as a plot point to cast judgment over her character. Fast Times has also received praise for its realistic depiction of the abortion scene, forgoing judgment or moralizing about the act itself, and instead focusing on Damone's failure to support Stacy. Of Heckerling's decision to depict the scene, Crowe later said, "She said, you know what, this is life. I want to shoot this like life. She just quietly did it, and in an almost European way, she put this young girl's life on screen in a way for you to judge. This is just how life is. And it meant a lot when she did it at the time, and it still means a lot. It was a very courageous thing to do. And it actually is the one thing about the movie that I'm probably most happy about at this point." For the film's 40th anniversary in 2022, critic Richard Roper said that out of all the raunchy teen comedies of the 1980s, Fast Times continues to resonate as a substantial time capsule of the period, capturing the music, the fashions, the attitudes, and the social mores of the time, and called it the best ribald teen comedy ever made. Accolades. Crowe's screenplay was nominated for a WGA Award for Best Comedy Adapted from Another Medium. The film ranked